Been a delicate balance between chaos and control.
My name is Siegfried and I represent chaos. Over the past few months, we have assembled a stockpile of nuclear weapons which we distributed to unstable dictators.
Now, with that balance threatened, it's time to turn to one man.
How do I know you're not control?
If I were control, you'd already be dead.
If you were control, you'd already be dead.
Neither of us is dead, so I'm obviously not from control.
That actually makes sense.
Around the world, our people are under attack. Chaos has learned the identities of all of our field agents. They hit us, and they hit us hard.
Fortunately, we have a new agent.
Who's that, sir?
It's you, Max.
I request the cone of silence.
Oh, I'm so happy! I'm so happy! This is the best day of my life!
You didn't push the button hard enough.
Right.
99.
I feel really good about us as partners.
Wow. Impressive.
I set that up.
Is this your stapler?
Yeah.
We don't follow the rules, and what are we?
We're not people who jam staples into other people's heads. That's CIA crap.
Did you see anything while I was dancing?
Just once, but I don't think you expected him to lift you so high.
Missed it by that much.
Tuesday's not gonna work. Cannot do Tuesday.
Mom,
Sean! See how annoying that is.
Hello and welcome to Tim's take on the movie Get Smart. Now this doesn't come from my usual much noisier venue of just outside the cinema, because when I left the cinema today, it was pouring with rain, so I waited till I'd got home to record this. Now this movie is marketed as a comedy, but it's probably best described as a drama, or an action drama with jokes. The part of Maxwell Smart, played by Don Adams in the original TV series, is here taken by Steve Carroll, an actor who I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with, because he seems to play one character all the time. And if you don't like that one character, then you're not really going to find Steve Carroll funny. And I think the same applied here. His sidekick in the movie as Agent 99 is Anne Hathaway, who's much better at acting and certainly much more worth seeing. And the surprise bits of casting were Terrence Stamp as the main baddie, and James Caan, an aging James Caan, showed up as the President of the United States. And totally wasted in a cameo as Agent 13 was Bill Murray, who shows up poking his head through a tree at one point. So I'd say it was definitely worth going to see this film, if only for the action sequences, but as far as comedy is concerned, well, some people in the cinema seemed to like it, but it wasn't really my cup of tea.